In a lab the size of a basketball court, Moffitt scientist Kieran Smalley and his team study human genes and proteins involved in different kinds of cancer. Their machines were in clang, but the researchers don't seem to hear it. Dr. Smalley has a particular interest in stage 4 melanoma, the kind that's so advanced neither surgery nor drugs will help. Half of late-stage melanoma cases are triggered by a gene mutation called BRAF. But there's a way to block it, Dr. Smalley says.
In an extremely short 8 years, we actually had progress from having a gene to having a drug.
Dozens of patients at Moffitt, along with some other centers, tried the BRAF inhibitor.
Although the strategy appeared incredibly effective at first, the patients only tended to respond to the therapy for approximately half a year.
Dr. Jeffrey Weber, director of the Melanoma Research Center at Moffitt, says tumors that respond to BRAF inhibitors eventually develop resistance. They tried giving a second drug, called MEK. It blocks signals from a different place on the same molecular pathway. Dr. Weber's favorite analogy for the two-drug treatment is a thief speeding down a highway.
Giving a BRAF and a MEK inhibitor is like blocking the road, laying the spikes down, and blocking all the exits. The thief is invariably going to get caught.
Dr. Smalley said it worked better than anyone predicted.
And the amazing part about it is the patients actually had fewer side effects.
Moffitt had the largest group of patients in the clinical trial that combined the BRAF and MEK drugs. The combo therapy had a median survival of about 2 years, Dr. Weber said.
You open the chart to see the patient, say, patient is on this combination BRAF-MEK trial, here at week 48, here at week 60, here at week 72, here at week 96, and all of a sudden you realize all these patients are coming back 2 years later, still in remission. And you're thinking, wow, that's pretty impressive.
The two-drug therapy, called a doublet, works fast, as Dr. Weber discovered. He was sitting on his porch one Saturday afternoon when he got a call about a patient he had seen just the day before.
My first thought was, oh no, he's got some horrendous side effect. He's going to have to stop his treatment. He's got a problem. So he got on the line, and I asked him what was going on, and he said, he was very impressed by the fact that his routine pain medicines, which had been given for a number of weeks before starting treatment, he felt that he didn't need to take them anymore.
The patient, a realtor from Southwest Florida, had been taking OxyContin. He needed it, with a bone lesion in his right leg and a tumor in his left thigh. But now, to Dr. Weber's astonishment, the man was going for a walk.
And he said, I just want to make sure there's no problem. All of a sudden, I'm not needing the pain medicines. Do you think that's a problem? And I said, not at all. I think this is working unbelievably quickly to shrink your tumor. So literally within 24 hours, the guy obviously had evidence of regression. That's the reason why he wasn't using his pain medicines. And he went on to have a near complete remission, has stayed there. We just saw him last week, and he's, I think, out a little more than 3 years. You know, that's the sort of thing that sticks in your mind that makes you think, boy, this combination is pretty potent.
Have we gotten to the point where if you get a stage 4 melanoma diagnosis, it's not an automatic death sentence?
I think that you're thinking of the C word for cure, and I think it is entirely possible that either with this combination or with immunologic treatment or both, that we'll be able to cure patients with melanoma, or at least render the disease a chronic disease.
It's similar to the way HIV-infected patients are now living for years, even decades, by taking multiple drugs several times a day.
So it seems as if we're in a new era where all patients are going to be treated with doublets of drugs. At Moffitt, where we're engaged in cutting-edge care, we're beyond that. We're into triplets.
FDA approved the two-drug therapy for melanoma in January. When the Cancer Center held a press conference to announce it, one who came was Don Dion, who had been in the clinical trial.
I was first diagnosed. I didn't expect to survive. If you go online, don't do it, folks. It's not pretty. And you read about it, that's what they'll tell you. You're going to die.
What really threw her was looking at her children.
My youngest one was six. And all I could think was, who's going to help her? Who's going to raise her?
The answer, it turns out, is Mrs. Dion herself. She said she owes her life to Moffitt and the combination drug trial.
It's really allowed me to be with my children and be a mom. And I couldn't be more grateful for that.
The brand names for the BRAF and MEK inhibitors are Tafinlar and Mekinist. Both are marketed by GlaxoSmithKline. For Health News Florida, this is Carol Gentry.